On February 18th, the Obama administration will begin accepting work permit applications from immigrants in the country illegally who can prove they came to the U.S. before the age of 16, are in high school or have a diploma, and can pass a criminal background check. This program first started in 2012, but starting on the 18th, there will no longer be an age cap. It's not without controversy, though. The U.S. House of Representatives voted to defund the DACA program, and more than 20 states, including Arizona, are suing over the president's executive actions on immigration. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich told Fox News last month what he thinks is wrong with the president's action.
What he has done is taken the extra step to grant legal status, to grant work permits, to require states to issue licenses.
Despite the opposition, immigrant rights activists say they're starting a hotline and registration drives to get eligible immigrants in the Phoenix area to apply.
We're moving forward regardless of the ruling and regardless of anti-immigrant legislation.
Raquel Tehran is with Mi Familia Vota.
We're getting ready for the deferred action program that will give millions of people the chance to live, work, and stay in America with their families.
Another program that will allow immigrant parents of U.S. citizen children to get work permits is expected to begin accepting applications in May. About half of all immigrants living in Maricopa County without papers, or about 94,000 people, are expected to benefit from the president's executive actions. That's an estimate by the Migration Policy Institute in Washington. Jude Joffe Block, KJZZ News, Phoenix.